This is VOA News, via remote.
The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for the Trump administration to resume executing federal death row inmates for the first time in nearly two decades. The high court said it would not review a ruling by a federal appeals court that greenlighted the planned executions of four federal death row inmates. Lawyers for the four inmates argued that the federal lethal injection protocol must comply with standards used in the states where they were sentenced. A federal court agreed with the prisoners, but in April, the federal appeals court for the District of Columbia reversed the decision. The high court's decision means that unless another court intervenes, four inmates, all convicted of murdering children, will be put to death at a federal prison in Indiana beginning on July 13th. Liberal Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor disagreed with the decision, saying they would have heard the challenge. The United States is ending exports to Hong Kong of defense equipment and dual-use technologies that originate in the United States, citing national security purposes. Monday's announcement comes as China moves forward with passing a national security law on Hong Kong. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement Monday, the United States is forced to take this action to protect U.S. national security. We can no longer distinguish between the export of controlled items to Hong Kong and to mainland China. China's top lawmaking body is expected to pass a sweeping national security law for Hong Kong on Tuesday, a move that many critics and ordinary Hong Kong residents fear will empower the Chinese Communist Party to tighten its control and threaten the unique status of Hong Kong's of the most free city on Chinese soil. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The global death toll for COVID-19 passed 504,000 on Monday. In the United States, Florida, Texas, California, and Arizona are among the states that have seen an increase in cases of coronavirus. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he is again closing beaches in his state, blaming young people who are balking at wearing masks and practicing social distancing for driving the surge in new cases. State officials have also halted alcohol consumption at bars because of what DeSantis calls widespread noncompliance. The governors of Texas and California have also closed many bars, with Texas's Greg Abbott saying COVID-19 has taken a very swift and very dangerous turn in Texas over just the past few weeks. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom has closed bars in seven counties that had reopened and urged those in eight others to follow suit. Elsewhere in Washington state, Governor Jay Inslee has suspended the fourth phase of his state's reopening plans. The northwestern U.S. state reported 3,180 new cases in the last week. That's a figure approaching what the state saw during the height of the outbreak in March. Nationwide, there have been more than 35,000 reported cases for six consecutive days. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet warned Monday the consequences of Israel's planned annexations in the West Bank are likely to be disastrous for Israel, the Palestinians, and the region, and will, in her words, grievously harm the prospect of a two-state solution. In a statement, Bachelet said annexation is illegal, and any attempt to annex part of the occupied Palestinian territory is likely to prolong and make worse human rights violations that have been part of the conflict between the two sides for decades. Israel's new coalition government, sworn into office in mid-May and led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, plans to annex about 30% of the West Bank, including Israeli settlements and areas populated mainly by Palestinians. The government's plan does not have the full support of the Israeli public. Officials had signaled the move could come as early as Wednesday, but the timing of the final approval remains unclear. Pakistani security forces say they've killed four assailants who attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange building in Karachi. Three security forces officers were killed, and seven people, including three police officers, were injured in the gunfire. The attackers entered the exchange compound Monday morning after opening fire with guns and grenades. Authorities say the attackers never entered the trading building. The Baluchistan Liberation Army has claimed responsibility. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.